East Coast, West Coast thing is something that the journalists and people are making up just to get paid off it so it can drag out. So they're perpetuating it so it can be drama. When it all go down, don't look at me and Biggie and be like, why is there a big East Coast, West Coast war when you're shooting this to 300 countries telling them about an East Coast, West Coast war that they would never know exists. So that's where information becomes a problem.
Never got a chance to say goodbye to my comrade. I would've took those and died for my comrades. It's like the pain get deeper the more the time pass. Pushing to the future, can't rewind the past. A few years back, I would've ran in the seas. Bet we both would've drew down, we both would've squeezed. Headline reads, Noble and Lil C died from gunfire over the East and West beef. 15 years later and it still ain't no peace. And our niggas still gone, this is more than just a song. Listen to my verse, it'll answer all your interviews. You niggas watch me grow from a soldier to a general. The rap game need this. East and West Coast need to see this. Let our niggas rest in peace. Put that bullshit behind us. Do this for Pac and Big Poppa. With riders from Brooklyn to Compton, we honor you. First Pac died, then Big died, then Nas told us hip hop died. How we let this happen? Generation after generation keep asking how we survived to get past it.
Had to keep on mashing.
It's bigger than some peace treaty shit. K Slay said the rap game.
It's time we bury the hatchet.
This is history, long live the legacy of hip-hop's two greatest MCs.
It's time to bury the hatchet.
Dear mama, my karma. Caesar lead the outlaws, no drama. The wars we fought, struggle that we garnish. And honor, we pay respect to Pac and Papa. I would've took a shot for Big any day. Believe it or not, I would've took one for Pop. And that's real shit, that's the shit that real niggas do. Niggas don't understand the pain that I'm going through. And we ain't doing this for no money or no profit. This is for Mrs. Shakur and Miss Wallace. All my real G's on the corners in the projects. The real gangster thug niggas and convicts. And niggas saying that they wish Big and Pop was here. They lying, if they was here, they wouldn't have careers. This is history in the making. This is magic. It's time to move on, bury the hatchet.
First Pac died, then Big died, then Nas told us hip hop died.
How we let this happen?
Generation after generation keep asking how we survived to get past it.
Had to keep on mashing.
It's bigger than some peace treaty shit. K Slay said the rap game needs
this. It's time we bury the hatchet.
This is history, long live the legacy of hip hop's two greatest MCs.
It's time to bury the hatchet.
Pick up the pieces, pick up where we left off. Easier said than done, like trying to forget the Holocaust. Or slavery, the damage is a done deal. Bloodshed, tears spilled, gunshots hit them still. What's beef when you hit them niggas up and flee? West side, catch a flight back to the east. Time is money, every minute is another million. Being wasted, destroying instead of building. And like Carlito, I'm just trying to hit that last goal. Stuck in position, wishing I could fast forward. Cause it's dues to be paid, debts is owed. Old allies turning new foes and vice versa. Slade commissioned it, who else could deliver it? A blind nigga could picture this. Probably should have buried the hatchet with the homies. Better late than never, that's what an OG told.
First Pac died, then Big died, then Nas told us hip hop died.
How we let this happen?
Generation after generation keep asking how we survived to get past it.
Had to keep on mashing.
It's bigger than some peace treaty shit. K Slay said the rap game needs
it's time
this.
We bury the hatchet.
This is history, long live the legacy of hip hop's two greatest MCs.
It's time to bury the hatchet.